Hey, what's up? My name is Shanna, and welcome to week 3 of How to See God. Throughout this series, we've been talking about how you can see God at work in your own life, other people, and the world around you. That's right, you can see God. Not like literally, but you can see the evidence of God all around you if you pay attention. The paying attention part has always been tough for me though. I'm very easily distracted all of the time because life moves fast and it's hard to slow down and really focus. That's why in high school, one of my favorite experiences happened after practice. When I used to figure skate, we had a time where we would cool down after a formal practice and just skate. It was a time to just breathe without having to focus on maintaining control or balance while we were going into our next spin or jump. It was a time to just slow down and glide as our minds and bodies and breathing slowed down with us. But that time actually taught me something really helpful. Slowing down, relaxing, and paying attention to the sensation of my breathing really affected me. It helped me pay attention to what I was feeling and what thoughts were racing through my mind and to address what distracted me throughout the day. Look, maybe you've had a similar experience. Maybe it was taking a few deep breaths at the beginning of the school day or an app that you use to calm your nervous system each day. There is just something that happens when we take the time to slow down and pay attention to what's happening in our lives, our hearts, and our minds. But let's be real, in today's world, this is not very easy to do. For some, it feels like we hardly have time to slow down. And for others, being alone with our thoughts sounds terrifying. Not to mention that we have so much content being thrown at us all the time that it's tough to make sense of what we actually should be paying attention to. Sometimes a new interest captures our attention and we find ourselves deep diving and spending all of our free time exploring this one topic. So sure, maybe it is difficult, but what if it's also really important? I mean, companies spend hundreds of billions of dollars every year to try and grab our attention. But tech leaders limit their own kids' screen time. Some schools are starting to ban phones altogether. It seems like everyone understands how important our attention is, but few of us slow down enough to really get intentional about where our attention is going throughout the day. So I thought we could take a second right now and do just that. I've come up with a list of many things that could distract any of us. And I want you to think about the top 3 things that had your attention this week or that you feel are true for you. So first we have a cute person in class. Your group chat going off, buzzing. That's so distracting. Bugs, oh my gosh, if you see a bug flying around you, you don't want it anywhere near you. That's so distracting. A new song, it's all you can think about. You just wanna listen to it all the time. Your friend that has a super cool fit and you're like, where did you buy that? Can I buy that? Can I wear the exact same thing next week? I don't know, it's super distracting. Conversations that you're not a part of, but you can hear. Dance practice, because you wanna make sure that you actually do really well when you do the routine this week. The smell of food. When someone walks in and all you wanna do is eat whatever they brought, even though you weren't even hungry 10 seconds ago. That's super distracting. When your phone has any kind of alert, whether it's ESPN, whether it's your Bible app, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, any kind of phone alert is super distracting. Or maybe it's just your favorite show and all you can think about is watching the next episode. These are all great examples of what can distract us. And when you think about them, I want you to not judge yourself when you identify what was the truest for you. The goal here is to simply identify what grabbed your attention. And when we think back on that list, there are so many distractions, opportunities, challenges. All of them are normal. And there's no shame for engaging with friends or occasionally being distracted by things that aren't worth our attention. Some of us find it more difficult to maintain focus than others, but the truth is, distractions exist for all of us. But like we mentioned earlier, in this series, we're trying to find ways to see God at work in our everyday lives. So in a world so full of different things that try to get our attention, how do we become people who give more of our attention to what God is up to? Well, the advice that we're going to look at today was written a long time ago to people in a very different world than the one that we live in today. There were no phones, no social media, no streaming platforms, none of that. So you might think that they had it easy, but the truth is, we're humans. We all have a hard time staying focused on what matters most sometimes. Although the problems they faced were really different, like actually facing arrest or abuse for choosing to follow Jesus, I think we can still learn something written to them. Peter, who was one of Jesus' closest friends and followers, wrote a letter that we now call 1 Peter, in which he gave a lot of advice about what it means to follow Jesus in everyday life. The people he was writing to were often being persecuted or excluded by their communities simply because they followed Jesus. So it's safe to say that their attention was probably pulled in all kinds of places. Things like fear, anxiety, social pressure, and even survival had their focus on a regular basis, and for good reason. And can we fully relate to that situation? For most of us, the answer is likely no. But let me just say, it's certainly challenging to pay attention to anything else when your survival is at risk. And if you're facing serious situations in your own life, don't feel bad that you're distracted. God cares about you, and He wants to make sure that you're safe and healthy. And you might even want to talk to a trusted adult who can help you figure out your next steps. But even though we may not be facing the same realities as the people that Peter was talking to, there are other ways we may see our focus shift and our attention spread thin. With that in mind, check out what Peter wrote. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. What? A lion? Adversary? The devil? What is happening? We went from talking about doom scrolling to the devil. How does this verse connect to what we're talking about today? Well, there are a couple of key pieces that really matter. First, Peter tells early Jesus followers to discipline themselves. Sure, they were facing different circumstances that could distract them from paying attention to God, but they needed the same thing that we do. Discipline. See, it's so easy for us to get distracted from the things that matter most in life, like our faith. But building the discipline necessary to keep us focused on our priorities can help. It's so easy to get caught up in scrolling when we could be studying. It's easier to show up in the group chat than it is to show up at an in-person hangout with our friends. It's more convenient to think about God once a week at church than it is to build a habit of prayer or scripture reading every day. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying any of this with judgment or shame. That's not the point. Instead, I'm just trying to acknowledge our reality and point back to something that Peter said that we should all prioritize. Developing personal spiritual disciplines can help us follow Jesus and grow in our faith. You can think of developing that discipline by wondering, what are the things we can do to help us grow in our faith? The things that help us spend time with God. Well, we can be people who slow down often enough, as much as is within our control, to know what's going on in our hearts and minds. We can be people who become aware of what's distracting us so that we can refocus on what matters most. We can be people who build habits of doing what we choose is best instead of getting pulled into habits controlled by advertisers and algorithms. This is what happens when we build the discipline that Peter is talking about. So what's the alternative? Well, unfortunately, so many of us know it well. Peter says that if we're not intentional, there are plenty of other things out there doing their best to distract us from what matters most. And he uses the word adversary, which simply means an enemy that is working overtime to try to keep us from what is best for us. So think about this with me. What are some things that compete for our attention? What are some things that distract us from what matters most? While those things may not be always bad or wrong, they can be forces that work against the time it takes for us to give God our full attention. So if we want to see God at work in our everyday lives, and if we want to build disciplines in the area of looking for God around us, if we want to give more of our attention to the ways we see things like love, joy, peace, and kindness in the world around us, what can we do? Well, what if we choose to pay attention to what has your attention? Paying attention to what has our attention can help us redirect how we are spending our time, energy, and attention when needed. It can also help us see what God is doing in our lives or help us notice what we truly care about. I'm not saying that we'll suddenly be like monks, completely focused on nothing but God all the time. That's not necessarily the goal, unless you want to be a monk, because then I think it is. Anyways, the point is, once you figure out where you're distracted or where you could spend more focused time, you'll be able to better discipline yourself to give your attention to what you really want to. You'll have a better chance to give your focus, time, and energy to what matters most. Maybe you'll realize that you actually have 30 minutes to pray and read scripture each day if you cut back on a little screen time. And maybe you'll discover that you can redirect some of the time that you spend zoning out, intentionally connecting with friends who help you see God at work. And maybe you'll decide that something you are giving your attention to can be replaced with a new habit that's more aligned with the value and attention you want to give to your relationship with God. It could even be that something good, like a friendship or hobby, holds your attention because it matters to you and God is working through that. It's not that everything that we give our attention to is unhelpful or unhealthy. That's definitely not the case. But if our attention is constantly jumping from thing to thing that takes us away from what matters most, we may have some things to work on. So what can we do to start paying attention to what has our attention? We want to make this as simple as possible. So here's what we all can do this week. Commit to tracking your attention for 1 week. Seriously, we even have a worksheet for you to do this with, and your leaders are gonna participate with you. At the end of each day, for the next week, we'll all write down where our attention went the most that day. This isn't a test, and there are no wrong answers, so please don't judge yourself or anyone else for what's on their list. The point of this is to help us to start paying attention to what has our attention. We might get to the end of the week and feel like everything is as it should be. That's great. I'm not here to be the grumpy person telling you to get off your screens or stop messaging your friends so much or to not give so much of your time to that sport. That's not my place, genuinely. However, I am here to help you build habits that align with what you value. Most importantly, your relationship with God. So take a week and fill the worksheet out. Then at the end of the week, reflect on where your attention is going and decide where you want it to go moving forward. Maybe you'll discover that you want to build the discipline of a prayer practice or reading the Bible more regularly or taking time to silently think about where you see God at work. Or maybe you want to start going through a devotional each morning to start your day by focusing on God. Or showing up in your group's group message more often since they're focused on seeing God alongside of you. What you decide to do is totally up to you. But my encouragement is simply to pay attention to what has your attention this week. Then you can decide the areas where you want to build the discipline it takes to look for God daily. Sometimes doing simple things, like taking breaks and removing distractions that are nearby, or changing the way that we're sitting, or developing a routine, can help us develop the discipline to pay attention to what has your attention. Our attention matters. There may be no better way for our adversary to keep us from seeing God at work than by keeping us distracted from taking the time to intentionally look for God every day. So, as uncommon as it might be these days, what if we were people who really paid attention to what has our attention? Imagine if we were the kind of people who built the discipline needed to set ourselves up to shift our focus as much as is within our control when needed. Imagine if, in high school, you could build the habit of giving your attention to what God is up to in your life, other people, and the world around you. I can't help but think that in a constantly distracted world, we could still become people who start to see God more clearly. Remember, pay attention to what has your attention. When you all head to group, think about your answer to this question. What is one way you can give more of your attention to looking for God at work this week?